This is 5 and 10 from SkyWatch TV for August 15th. Five topics in about 10 minutes. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today, a tragic bridge collapse in Italy. On Tuesday, a raised section of the A1 motorway at the port city of Genoa collapsed more than 100 feet to railroad tracks below, with cars on the bridge at the time. More than 30 people were killed, many others seriously injured, according to Italy's Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini. Private broadcaster Sky TG24 said a 200-meter section of the bridge collapsed. That's about 650 feet. Images posted by state police and witnesses show a huge section of the bridge missing. Portions of the bridge fell onto the roofs of nearby apartment buildings. The bridge, built in the 1960s, stands about 328 feet tall. This is an economic blow to Italy. Genoa, an important port city there. Speaking of economics, topic number four, Turkey says it's going to boycott American electronics. This is the latest shot in the ongoing feud between Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and American President Donald Trump. Erdogan says his country will boycott U.S. electronics after Washington increased tariffs on Turkish goods last week. This is for Turkey's imprisonment or incarceration of American pastor Andrew Brunson. Erdogan said if the U.S. has the iPhone, well, there's Samsung on the other side. That's Apple's main competitor for the mobile phone, smartphone market. U.S. doubled tariffs last week, mainly on Turkish metal products, aluminum and so forth. Turkey's weakened currency, the lira, dropped a full 20% in response. Now, to be fair, the weakness of the lira is not entirely the result of American pressure. The lira has been dropping since the beginning of the year and is down 34% since January. This indicates some other serious systemic problems with the Turkish economy. So this is helping President Erdogan because he can turn the blame on the United States instead of having to face the music for what's going on inside his country. That's probably the result of his own economic policies. Topic number three, Bayer and Monsanto. We reported a couple of months ago that Bayer, the German chemical company, makers of Bayer aspirin, purchasing the American chemical company Monsanto and dropping the Monsanto name because of the negative image associated with genetically modified organisms and Roundup herbicide. Well, this is coming to a head. Bayer shares crashed after a surprise ruling by a jury in San Francisco last week, which found Monsanto, liable for the physical problems caused by Roundup herbicide. Bayer shares dropped 12% after the judgment, the biggest drop ever, and dropped to levels not seen since October of 2013. Investors are worried about the potential legal costs, future legal costs for Bayer, from other lawsuits that might be filed due to harm caused, allegedly, by the use of or exposure to Roundup. A San Francisco jury last week awarded $289 million to a former groundskeeper, Dwayne Johnson, who's in stage four of cancer, which he blames on exposure to Roundup weed killer. This trial was an important test of the evidence that's been building about the dangers of Roundup, and this will serve as a template for future lawsuits to be filed. Again, investors not comfortable with the potential liability that Bayer has taken on with the purchase of Monsanto. Now, the bigger picture here, this is not only an indictment of corporate culture inside Monsanto and potentially Bayer, but also the use of academics, scholars, university professors, and researchers who were used by Monsanto to discredit scientific studies linking Roundup to cancer. The jury in San Francisco found that Monsanto was guilty of negligent failure and knew or should have known that its product was dangerous. Their word. The plaintiffs in the case showed not only internal emails that allegedly acknowledged and buried those risks, but also the use of academics to discredit negative scientific studies. Academics were allegedly paid for favorable scientific analyses of Roundup, and the company even helped write the studies and articles for major publications. This showed both funding bias and publication bias in shaping literature to advance the interests of Monsanto. The obvious question here, what other industries, what other products do major corporations finance research to promote their financial interests at the expense of consumer safety? What we eat, The medicines we take, the clothes we wear, the vehicles that carry us from place to place, the effect of the electromagnetic frequency radiation that's delivering this signal, this message to you right now, assuming you're using Wi-Fi or 4G or possibly even 5G to receive this signal and decode it into the video you're watching. The love of money is the root of all evil. Topic number two, the demon at Parkland. Of course, I'm talking about the high school in Florida where Nicholas Cruz allegedly shot and killed more than a dozen of his classmates. A newly released transcript of the police interrogation of Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz showed Cruz repeatedly asserting that he had a demon inside of him, instructing him to kill and destroy and to hurt other people and himself. The 19-year-old boy told Broward County Sheriff's Office Detective John Curcio in February that the voice began 15 years ago when his father died and became worse when his mother recently passed away. He said he started hearing the voice in the afternoon, then it would talk to him at night, describing it as a voice with no name telling me what to do. He asked Curcio for a psychologist during the interrogation to find out what was wrong with him. Curcio asked him if what was he afraid of if he disobeyed the voice. Cruz said he didn't want to be lonely, and the voice was all he had. Now, mainstream media and people with a natural worldview, as opposed to a supernatural worldview, will interpret this young man as being mentally disturbed. And while that may be an aspect of it, if you hear this story, view this story through a supernatural worldview, whether you're Christian or not, you have to concede the possibility that this young man is, in fact, telling the truth, and that what he needs is not a psychologist, but deliverance. And topic number one. It's back again, another story about Facebook and the media. A senior Facebook executive and former primetime host on CNN privately admitted that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg doesn't care about publishers, meaning news organizations, and warned these news organizations that if they didn't work with Facebook, quote, "I'll be holding your hands with your dying business like in a hospice," end quote. This according to a report by The Australian published over the weekend. This is based on a transcript they generated from notes taken during a meeting with more than 20 television and publishing executives. Facebook denies that the quotes were made or that they were taken out of context, but The Australian cited five sources who corroborated their account of the meeting. Campbell Brown, a former host on CNN, who's now Facebook's global head of news partnerships, told publishers and broadcasters during a four-hour meeting last Tuesday that despite Zuckerberg's dismissive view of news publishers, content providers, she would help publishers build sustainable business models through Facebook. "We will help you revitalize journalism. In a few years, the reverse," in other words, if you don't work with us, "looks like I'll be holding your hands with your dying business like in a hospice," end quote. The Australian also quoted Brown as saying, "We are not interested in talking to you about your traffic and referrals anymore. That is the old world, and there is no going back," end quote. Now, while she's probably right about that, you can see why this might just be problematic. What we have here is a company with billions invested in the political process, especially here in the United States. This was documented by the revelations, of course, that Facebook was more than willing to share its data on users like you and me, because after all, we Facebook users are Facebook's product, sharing that information with the Obama campaign and through Cambridge Analytica with the Donald Trump campaign. Facebook is hurting because all of its progressive friends in Silicon Valley are really mad, blaming Facebook for the spread of fake news and Russia, Russia, Russia that got Donald Trump elected. Now, you and I are smart to know that's a bunch of nonsense. And what's really at stake here is Facebook trying to squeeze news organizations to cooperate. Facebook has jumped the shark. And the recent revelations in the news aren't helping its public image any. It's got to come up with a new business model in order to sustain revenue growth. But by going to the media and threatening the media that reports on the political process in which Facebook has billions of dollars at stake, we can see perhaps a conflict of interest. This brings me back to what I said yesterday. Come out of her, my people. While Facebook, Skywatch TV is still on Facebook, because we recognize that there are still a lot of people there who turn to Facebook as a news source. This, I suggest, is unwise. We use Skywatch TV, we use Facebook as a means to turn people toward Skywatch TV. But if they ever shut us down, you need to know where to go in other, to find other sources of news. One possible source, of course, would be skywatchtv.com, where you can sign up to our mail list. Twice a week, Tom Horn puts together a mail blast that he sends out to subscribers, which summarizes the top news stories that he has collated during the course of the week, which, quite honestly, are stories that are underreported by the major media. Another possibility, you can subscribe to my website. Get an email when I post something, which usually is a link to daily reports like this, my podcast interviews for my personal podcast, the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produced, and of course, a link to the Sci Friday videos. Those links will keep being posted even if we have to shift the company that hosts our videos. In other words, if YouTube shuts us down, we have backup on that. But if you only go to Facebook and YouTube, you might not know it. So, skywatchtv.com, subscribe to our mail list, derekpgilbert.com, subscribe to my website. That way, if they decide to shut us down, they're not shutting us up. In September, find out why the transhumanist movement is such a threat. This threatens to change the definition of what it means to be human. In other words, to eliminate the human race in order to save the human race. That is the goal of many in the movement. You'll hear from Tom Horn, Steve Quayle, Sharon K. Gilbert, Dr. Hugo de Garris, and more, many others. The conference itself is sold out, but you can bring the conference to your home and essentially get two conferences for the price of one. This conference and last year's True Legends conference on high definition video. For information and registration, sign up at gensix.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X.com. In October, we'll be in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, heading back to the East Coast for the East Coast Prophecy Conference. This is sponsored by our good friends at Southwest Radio Ministries, Dr. Larry Spargimino, Dr. Bob Glaze, Tom Horn, yours truly, Joe Artis Horn from Skywatch TV. We'll be featured speakers along with Stephen Strang, the publisher of Charisma Magazine and author of God and Donald Trump. That's October 18th through the 20th at the Wyndham Gettysburg in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. For information and registration, log on to swrc.com, swrc.com. Next May, we would love to take you on a tour of the Holy Land and a tour the likes of which only Skywatch TV can put together. We'll see all of the important sites from the Bible, but we'll also show you a few that aren't on the regular tours. The Grotto of Pan, Mount Hermon, other archaeological sites that are relevant and important to the long-running Wars of the Gods. The Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel, May 12th through the 23rd. If you want to stay and see Mount Nebo, Petra, Wadi Rum, the desert in Jordan, that'll extend it to the 27th. For information and to reserve a place on the tour, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com. Of course, you can also bypass all of the content providers on the web by just downloading our free mobile app. That'll bring all of these reports and our weekly programs straight to your smartphone or tablet. That would work too. And every time we update something there, we'll send you a little notice saying, hey, new program available. You'll find links to the apps for iOS, Android, Windows Phone, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets at SkywatchTV.com. Just look in the top menu bar where it says Mobile App. And you'll also find links there for our channels at Roku and Apple TV. How to add the channel to your set-top box. Check the top menu bar there at SkywatchTV.com. Again, my website, DerekPGilbert.com. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
From the Garden of Eden to our current day, dark Luciferian entities have worked to destroy mankind, while biblical prophecy points to a soon coming war between earthly governments and a clash of colossal proportions. Dr. Thomas Horn says you cannot understand much of the Bible unless you read and grasp the revelations in the Gods of War Super Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive The Alliance of Evil, the groundbreaking new book by Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, which unveils the prophetic new dual Cold War between the U.S., Russia, and China unfolding across the global spectrum now. The Gods of Ground Zero, that explains the supernatural forces operating behind current global events. And The Last Clash of the Titans, which analyzes the most overlooked prophecies in the Bible and explains how Jesus Christ himself will soon go to war against the gods of antiquity. But with this three-volume critical collection, you'll also receive completely free of charge the brand new, never-before-released, full-length DVD, War of the Gods. Volume 1, Search for the Titans. Walk one-on-one with your personal guides, Derek and Sharon Gilbert, through a tour of the Holy Land, including Shiloh, Bethel, and Mount Hermon. You will see where the final battle between God and the rebel angels will take place. And you'll explore for yourself Sardinia's megalithic tombs of the giants, their connection to the ancient Canaanites, and the final battle. And that's not all. You'll also receive, for a very limited time, the best of the first annual Blessed Hope Prophecy Conference on DVD. This two-disc DVD collection is jam-packed with over 11 hours of mind-boggling revelations from presenters like Dr. Thomas R. Horn on deep state saboteurs and the secret destiny of America, Sharon Gilbert on the return of the ancients through pharmakia, necromancy, and virtual reality, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis on the inside war against President Trump by elite secret societies, and unforgettable presentations from celebrated theologian Dr. Michael Lake, Derek P. Gilbert, Josh Peck, and more. But we're still not done. Skywatch TV's Off the Record series is back by popular demand with a brand new, never-before-aired DVD, The Gods of War Edition, featuring exclusive interviews with Detective Carl Gallops, Senior Pentagon Analyst Robert McGinnis, Derek and Sharon Gilbert on the coming hyper-battle between the forces of God and the titans of biblical prophecy. This content is only available in this exclusive offer and will not be aired anywhere else. Included for a limited time with the Gods of War Super Collection. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $220. All six items, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This, without a doubt, is the largest special offer of the summer and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Gods of War Super Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.